Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. IDF spokesman Effie Defen says Israel had no choice but to strike Iran and strike hard this week.
We cannot allow the Iranian regime to obtain a nuclear weapon that would be a danger to Israel and the entire world.
President Trump telling ABC's Jonathan Carl he thinks Iran will return to the negotiating committee on nuclear proliferation.
He is still insisting that the solution here is a diplomatic one. He was on Truth Social earlier this morning saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left and save what was once known as the Iranian Empire. No more death, no more destruction.
Talks between the U.S. and Iran scheduled for Sunday will continue, even though Tehran says it has no intention of participating. After the initial Israeli strikes hitting nuclear facilities and top generals, Iran struck back, firing at least 100 drones into Israel. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter Maya has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could. But there's no funding.
Now, these families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposals for education funding yesterday afternoon. This was one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Funding for schools, childcare, and the UW system are the reason why negotiations between the two sides broke down. Evers claims Republicans wouldn't compromise and fund education enough, and Republicans claimed the state couldn't afford what Evers wants. Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed three or four times throughout the day. The hearing finally began last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night. We'll have more on their proposal in our later newscasts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's been some conversations about what's going on in LA, and they want to say that it's riots because they didn't want people to keep talking about, say, the Epstein files or whatever other drama was popping off between the president and his little friend. So they wanted to change the conversation to immigration because they feel like, well, the polling is in our benefit. But let me tell you something. If they cared about making sure we were going to be fiscally responsible, they would tell the American people that it cost them $134 million to send the National Guard to LA for the quote unquote riots that the governor didn't ask for, nor did the mayor of LA ask for.
Yep.
Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. Come on.
They say that they care about our service members, yet they sent them and they were laying on the floor. They did not provide for food. So I don't know why we would believe that, number one, they want to fix this. They don't want to fix this because the brokenness is a feature, not a flaw of the system, because it is beneficial to them when it comes to campaigning. If they can't stoke fear, then why are they going to, say, have anybody vote for them? Because that's what people are doing. They're voting out of fear. But
Yeah. Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. By the way, there's a lot of people texting and asking how you're doing, how you're feeling. We are rip pissed. That's how we're doing. How we're doing. We need some righteous fury. I know what a challenge it is keeping my own FCC license this morning, so I'll just say, go, Frangela, within the bounds of...
Thank you for that reminder, because it was about to fly.
Yes. You know what? This is not the America I know. This is not the America any of us know. And when we are allowing senators to be thrown to the ground, and that the question was dangerous. The question was the danger.
Yeah, by the way,
come on.
When he interrupted was when she said, what was the thing she said? She's going to liberate us?
Yeah.
She's going to liberate us from the people
our
we
socialists.
Elected. Right.
Which is, I mean, and Chris Hayes made the point yesterday,
What I find really interesting about Christine Ohm giving that speech, saying we're going to liberate the people of Los Angeles from the socialists that have basically taken control of their government.
That we voted for.
That we not only do we vote for these people, but that's not, if we did, we get to. There's nothing illegal about the people us voting for socialists. You get the National Guard for legally. Yeah. So what you're telling me is your mission here has nothing to do with the so-called L.A. riots. Yeah. Nothing to do with that. That's good on one level because there are no riots.
Yeah, thank
you. Like our war with Venezuela. It is.
Chris, yes. Chris, who said, I believe the day of your liberation is near? Who said that?
Christy Noem.
No. Oh, that was a good guess. But no, that was Netanyahu. After he just bombed Iran because Trump, as you know, just told him not to because, you know, they're negotiating an art of the deal and stuff. And so I said it at the top of the show for Angela. You know why this is happening? Because Barack Obama's black and we have the biggest racist in the Oval Office ever. The Iran deal was working. He had to rip it up because the black guy did it. And this is why we're
here. And I just said that, too. I was like, we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't even be here if they had left that agreement in place.
But you know,
we would have had better relations in that area. But and to me, if Israel is having a problem, they need to point to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, we're hard-headed. I had no idea this country was this hard-headed.
Yeah. We're a laughingstock, Angela. I mean, nobody's listening to him. Putin, Netanyahu, and I'm the peace president. It's like, we've got World War III about to break out. We've got Marines in the streets in L.A. And, you know, I said it earlier, you know, be careful this week. I'm got to go to, visit my sisters, my family. But, because of, the delay till Tuesday, they're going to remain here in the streets. And this is what he wants, is to provoke the Insurrection Act, martial law, whatever.
That's right.
So I think the point is for them to be here during these because it's protest day. I think that is the point.
Yeah,
that is the point.
Because they knew these protests were coming and they were going to be big. And so, you know what? Let's get them there because maybe then they can kill some protesters.
Yeah.
Do mass arrests and lock this country down militarily from dissent of any sort. That, I mean, there's no way to view their actions outside of anything other than trying to take over the government.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Francis, I've said it before. You guys have mentioned it about putting your black bodies on the line. And I said, you know what? Those of you that are white, you better get your asses out there. You know, you better use your privilege, in place of someone else that might be scared they're going to end up in a gulag because they're brown. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Look at what they've done. The only people that they've actually put their hands on who are officials have been brown and black people. The people they put their hands on were in Newark. And they've still got one of the representatives that they attacked there at the ICE facility under indictment. And then Senator Padilla. That is who they know. They feel they know they can get away with hurting physically.
Yep. On camera. Yep. Imagine what's happening not on camera. Look at Ice Barbie lying about what we saw on tape, live on video. Yep.
I gotta give it to Christy.
A press conference to update everyone on the enforcement actions that are ongoing to bring peace to the city of Los Angeles. And this man burst into the room, started lunging towards the podium, interrupting me and elevating his voice, and was stopped, did not identify himself, and was removed from the room.
Oh, my God.
This man.
First of all, first of all. Okay.
Senator
on tape.
Right.
And also, Senator Padilla said he was escorted to the press conference by FBI agents.
Also,
they know exactly who the
Padilla is. Also, Senator Padilla is the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on Immigration, Citizenship, and Border Safety.
Yeah.
That committee oversees Christy Noem's work. For her not to recognize him is on her.
You know what this is? That's a y'all look alike. That's what
that is. That's what that is.
But you can see he didn't lunge. He didn't lunge at her.
No, of course
not. He identified himself.
Of course he didn't lunge. But this is the thing. You know, you look at these people. You got to give it to Christy. You really do. Because I have never seen somebody lie like that. I have never seen somebody pull this is what happened without a single thing on her. She doesn't even get mad. She doesn't even raise her voice. She doesn't even try to assert more. She just goes, this is what happened. And you're like, I'm here with you. You're in a secured building that nobody can just walk around in right now, right? It's surrounded and filled with military. He gets escorted in. He dares to speak, to ask a question. And they drag him out, handcuff him, and they pull that police move where they say, get your hands behind your back. They're screaming at him, but they're also holding his hands so he can't move them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching that, worried that they're about to shoot him, because that's what they do to us.
Yeah, and then the extra cop, you see him putting puts his foot on Padilla's foot, as if like there's other three guys already holding him down and handcuffing. And it is.
Because they can hurt brown and black people.
It is jackbooted.
They can assault us. Yeah,
this is jackbooted thuggery. That's what it looks like.
Yes, yes. And you're going to see more of it.
I really firmly believe that the goal here is to get populations in front of those guns that they think they can get away with hurting and harassing.
Yeah.
And so No.
I'm speaking in Lynchburg, Virginia. That's how, I don't think I was going to be able to make, one of these. And I'm like, no, I'm double, tripling, quad. I'm not just going. I'm finding one. It's my sister's little town in Virginia. I'm going to go speak. I hope people double and triple down on this.
I think they're going to. I think we're going to see a lot of people in there. And I think it's going to be really incumbent upon all of us and the people protesting to police each other. Mm-hmm. If there's somebody being a problem, get them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To keep this from giving, do not give them the pretext. Because I think they're going to take it without getting it, probably. Mm-hmm. But don't give it to them. Don't give them that footage of somebody throwing anything.
I know. It is a stressful time. It's a very pressured situation. Might not be a good time to get into further racial issues with you. However, I have questions from the final word this week. There are frequently things that I need to go over with you. Mm-hmm. So now, white people do use dryer sheets, number one. Do you imply that black people use more dryer sheets? And I would ask, how many more? Is this the biggest racial divide in America? We do use.
No. There were times when I was a kid, there would be like 10 dryer sheets in that dryer.
Yeah, black people tend to use a lot more dryer sheets.
We use a lot.
I don't know why. You all use one. I've even seen white people tear them in half and use half of one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say conservatively half the box.
Francis, you use steel wool balls with lavender. Now, I've never heard using balls.
I use wool balls too. They're another way to fluff out your laundry. I use them also. I don't put essential oil on them. Like Miss Little Precious Princess.
Yeah, very bougie.
Well, then
you should try
it because it's fantastic.
No, I've heard of wool balls.
I'm sorry, I misheard. I'm like, Frances put balls? She puts balls in her wash?
I've heard of putting wool balls in the
People have really enjoyed hearing about how you put essential oils on balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you have done that, Chris?
Absolutely.
I recommend it before the protest just to stay calm down there.
Yeah. And in case you pick anybody up, you got to smell good down there.
So bougie.
I'm not bourgeois.
I can't. We were talking about it, and then, of course, Taco tacoed. And he's like, farm workers, they're not legal, but they're fantastic, and hotel workers, is everything good. I mean, oh, my God.
What?
He didn't hear this?
And now MAGA has lost their complete shizzle because he's completely, chickened out again in the middle, because I'm sure he heard from donors and business owners going, what are you doing? Yeah. Right?
But this is the thing. He says it. Look at how crazy Trump is. He says this. As if he has no control over it. As if he's got to get to the bottom of who's doing this.
Yeah, like what idiot? Who did this? We got to do something about this.
These are good people who've worked here for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What kills me is that's our line. That's what we are saying. So it's what makes me feel like I'm being gaslit. This action of we care about these people over here, but give me 3,000 of them every day.
I don't know if you heard Chris and I reminiscing about our little white child upbringing. I lived near farm country in Lockport, New York, and when your parents would try to trick little white kids into picking strawberries.
They take you to the strawberry farm, the you pick it strawberry farm.
Yeah, you pick your own strawberries. And can I just tell you? Okay, whiny white kids, and I was one of them.
So was I.
We last, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah,
right. It's hot.
It's humid.
There's bugs. I hear. Mr. Softy.
Yeah.
Help! I mean, seriously? What, this has always been the core question that all of this nonsense for nothing is. People working for $5 an hour, 12 hours a day in the blazing hot sun, picking our fruits and vegetables, right? And they're chasing them through the fields like, you know, like they're MS-13 members, right?
Yep. You know, I just drove through all of this, the orchards and all, you know, of the five, you know, and people do not understand how big California is.
Yeah, it's huge.
And
yeah.
how much farmland that your food comes from. And so you want to make criminals out of the people who pick your food.
40% of fruits and vegetables come from California.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're plowing under fields of perfectly good produce because there's nobody. I mean, it's just, I mean, the fact that that insanity started this and he yesterday is tacoing on that. Mm-hmm. It just,
I mean,
did they not get what a hot mess they voted for? I mean, oh, my God.
To me, it's like you're in a play, right? And you're reading the script. And then all of a sudden, somebody's taking all the lines. Like, you're like, but I'm supposed to say, wait, they've been here 20 years. These are good people, members.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that because your next line is lock them up. Not now I got, am I supposed to say lock them up?
It's an audition when someone does your line. You're like, no, that's my line.
That's my line.
I don't.
Exactly.
What do you mean? These people are good people. I was like, you do. I had a real like, do I smell toast? What are those things that happen?
I'm telling you.
What do I have to be able to do? Am I having a stroke? Because could he just say with
all
empathy
this in
his voice?
All this.
Yes.
It's like at the end of Wizard of Oz. You could have gone home anytime you wanted to.
Ah, I never understood why she didn't just smack her.
Stupid bitch. What do you mean?
I would have smacked her. I'd be like,
what? You could have told me that.
You could have told me.
I went through all this. Okay. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Knockbox.
Knockbox.
Yeah, listen. I'm traveling right after the show.
Yeah.
Don't tell Angela about the packing.
Oh,
okay.
Her Uber is coming to pick her up at 9 o'clock, and she's not packed yet.
Not entirely. I can't find the black shirt with the buttons, you know, that I travel in. Anyway, my point is, Knockbox. Instructions for your house sitter, right? Number of your vet, code to your alarm system, right? That's when you're going on vacation.
Right, right.
That's, you get a sense of what goes into the Knockbox.
Knockbox.
TheKnockbox.com. The code is Stephanie. It's a complete system. Helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. Hey, it's Friday the 13th. This is probably a good idea for me. Ha ha! What could go wrong? Every Knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you that you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit. The Knockbox helps you organize it all. Thank you. Okay. I already did your eulogy in case you, because you don't wear a helmet when you bike ride. I told that stupid wear a helmet. That's going to be my entire eulogy.
Helmet on my bike right now.
Yeah, well, wear it.
I
okay. Stephanie Miller listeners, you save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. TheKnockbox.com/Stephanie. 16% off.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even supportive.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, And just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Hello.
Is Joey home?
Joey, the door.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. I'm here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a day. Yeah.
Well, we've reviewed your application.
Give me a D.
No, wait. Right, you didn't actually fill out an application.
I didn't think I had to.
You know what? That's fine. Because your algebra grade certainly... No? Wait, you didn't actually take...
Well, no one told me I was supposed to...
Oh, whatever. You really want to go to college, and we really want to have you.
Joey! Out of bed!
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Fellas, thanks for checking out our membership meeting for the unstoppable Iota Gamma Kappa fraternity. Candidates will be notified around mid-semester. Peace, peace. Have a good day.
Yo, can you believe that white boy showed up?
Who, Justin?
Yeah.
I mean, he seems pretty cool. He's doing a lot of work in the community. He gets decent grades. Oh, yeah, I played ball with him the other day. Old boy got a mean crossover.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. White people think that just because they can rap or hoop or something, they could be one of us. Now, what would happen if one of us went across campus and tried to join one of their fraternities? Tell you what, it'll be a cold day in you know where before I let a white boy into this frat. You feel me?
Nah, Trey. I don't feel you.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Fridays with Frangela. What? Oh, hey. Just in case, you know, World War III wasn't enough, you know, because everybody's laughing at Trump. No one's listening to him. And so, right. You know, Iran, Israel, boom, go boom. Hegseth refuses to rule out invading Greenland. So that's next for the peace. Yeah. The peace president is... this is a Republican senator who was trying to help him, Mike Turner.
Uh-huh.
I just want to help you out because people try to twist your words. You're not confirming your testimony today, the Pentagon, their plans for invading or taking by force Greenland, correct? That's not your testimony today. Secretary Drunkie McRapey said, all my testimony is the Pentagon has plans for any number of contingencies. Well, Turner, it's not your testimony today. There are plans for the Pentagon to take by force invading Greenland, correct? Because I sure hope hope that's not your testimony. Hegseth, we look forward to working with Greenland to ensure that it's secured from any potential threats. Huh. This is the same language. Kristi Noem liberating L.A. from our elected representatives. Netanyahu says he's liberating Iran. We said we were liberating Iraq when we bombed them. We're going to liberate Greenland from... I mean, they can't...
What I love is that this is the thing, that same Republican doing everything he can to get this man to say what makes sense. Is he going to do anything about it? Is he standing up to this administration? Did he say, you know what, that's crazy? These, you know, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. they're not, they are complicit. They are a part of it.
6 in 10, that's almost 60%.
Yeah, I've heard.
Of Americans say Saturday's parade is not a good use of government money. I mean, no kidding. And the timing of this between what's happening in California, in L.A., to Senator Padilla, and this North Korea star, you know, that they are having to put on Craigslist to get seat fillers for this, you know, what does JoJo call it, the small in the pants birthday parade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've reserved our seats.
Yeah.
And just one last one on Art of the Deal. China refutes Trump's claim of a done trade deal because, of course, everything he says is bolt. When are we? He's the worst.
And, you know, and we can't take another black swan event with, you know, it's crazy out here. And every time everything he does, it's the market. There we go. Yep.
There we go. Okay. More Fridays with Brangela.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look. You try.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well...
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There, that wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country. We will hold this administration accountable.
As we had Harry Dunn on this week, hold the line.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
As our Harry Dunn and other heroes did on January 6th, it's on us now. We got to hold the line for democracy. It makes no sense, this administration's policy. Trump administration is planning to ramp up civil and criminal prosecutions of companies that employ workers without leave. They're doing our lines.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But one, analyst said employers are very scared, folks in L.A. particularly. Well, Trump just said the opposite. Like, never mind fire workers, hotels, because he heard from...
Yes.
Their policy just made... It's a complete mess.
Yes. And I think that is the point. The chaos and the cruelty are the point.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Pete Hegseth couldn't give a straight answer when asked if he'll respect the court's decision on deploying Marines to Los Angeles. I mean, so here we are. We obviously won in court. You know, Judge Breyer said, give the California National Guard back to California.
Yep.
Right? And now, Trump got another delay like he always does. So now we've got to wait till Tuesday. So, you know, once again, before mommy goes, I'm in my travel wear, as you can see.
Yeah.
I'm going to
be
ducking out a little early. One popsicle piece.
You don't have
piece.
Your boarding pass, do you?
I do have my boarding pass. I just, not only did I just finish packing, Angela, a second ago, I was still trying on pants for dinner tomorrow night.
That's why she's a little winded.
I haven't really picked out an outfit. Okay.
I'm disappointed in you, Stephanie Louise.
Disappointed!
I know. I'm so scared of you. Every time I'm like, don't tell Angela. Shut up.
But you always fly right after you talk to Angela and Francis.
Okay. You don't understand how terrifying her judgment. I mean, if you don't get your boarding pass the second it's available, you hear from Angela.
I mean, the second.
She's literally waiting
like,
with the phone
poised,
like this.
Poised.
Like a dog taking a poop. You know how they get like all four legs on one like spot, just like that. Okay.
Focused.
Okay. Okay. So I don't even understand Trump's statement on farmers and people in hotels. I don't understand. And then he blamed Biden. By the way, has he blamed Biden for Iran and Israel yet? Because I'm sure that's next, right?
I haven't heard yet, but
okay.
We've been on the air for a couple of hours.
Right. Bulwark tweeted, that feeling when you realize you've started deporting your own cheap labor. Right. The Washington Post's Catherine Lampel said Trump should have a chat with Shadow President Stephen Miller, who explicitly ordered ICE to start rounding up non-criminals at farms and Home Depot parking lots. It is completely incoherent, their policy on any issue.
Stephanie, I was just saying the other day, my apartment building looks over the parking lot of Home Depot, okay?
Yeah.
And normally, on a normal day, there would be 50 day workers, 100 day workers surrounding that Home Depot. And there were women who, four different stalls, cooked food all day long for those day workers coming in and out. Those people, there's maybe one or two men now. Those women, they've lost all their business. They're coming and setting up every day. There's nobody to purchase. We're killing internal economies.
Yeah.
And the economies, the personal economies of other people. When I was at your house for Jill's memorial, I talked to your neighbor who was in construction. Yes. And I asked him, I said, how is it on your sites? I said, do you have people? I had a guy who I worked with for 20 years, too. He said, they both ran. They ran out of here. He says, I depended on them.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, they were like partners to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can't get anybody to come to the sites.
Yeah. Yeah, I've said it again, you know, I've said it a million times. The Mexican people I know are the hardest working people I've ever met. And some of the kindest, nicest. I mean,
are, in fact, they have the audacity to still be Mexican. And that's the problem.
I mean, DHS on Thursday told hundreds of thousands of migrants their permission to live and work in the U.S. has been revoked and they should leave the country. It was addressed to nationals of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela. Every person or policy contradicts the last thing that they just said, right? And by the way, how you doing, Cuban voters in Miami? I mean,
child, yes. Speak on it. Speak on it, Stephanie, because this is my thing. I need to see you, all y'all that was out there promoting this guy for president. Mm-hmm. I need to see you come out just as hard for your own people.
No. Yeah. I was talking about how, you know, the both sides-ing it that got us here. Mm-hmm. And John Bolton, I'm sorry, if you ever worked for Trump, whatever. I get that you're a Trump critic now. Everyone's scrambling to get on the right side of history. But he said he's talking about what's happening in L.A. He said, I think a lot of what's going on here is performance art, both by President Trump and by Governor Newsom. We're under attack. He's the one that seized our National Guard and militarized our streets. Gavin Newsom is reacting, right? And I haven't always agreed with everything Gavin Newsom does, but are you kidding me? We're not asking for this. We don't want this.
It is ridiculous.
Both sides do it.
Right.
It's not even remotely true.
Right. Right. I mean, and by the way, Gavin Newsom delivered a grim prediction. He said, look, this isn't about, I just keep saying this every day, Frangela, this isn't just about protests here in L.A. When Donald Trump sought blanket authority to commandeer the National Guard, he made that order apply to every state. This is about all of us. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Trump is pulling a military dragnet all over Los Angeles, well beyond his stated intent to just go after serious and violent criminals. His agents are arresting dishwashers, gardeners, day laborers, seamstresses. And I keep saying this, we're the test case, Frangela. This is why we got to stand strong, right?
Yes, and it's a test, and I think it's importantly, it's a test case for the military and the police also. It's, will they follow what they know to be illegal orders?
That's right.
Will they do things that they know that they are expressly not supposed to do? Will their commanders order them to shoot Americans who are simply engaging in their free speech rights? Will they use them? And that, to me, is the bigger test here, because that is what in any, and I know we're not used to this, but if you look at countries like, particularly in Central South America, because they're closer to us for good reference, that this is how you take over the country, right? You have to get the military on your side. And so I believe they want this confrontation. They want it in the courts, and they want it in the streets. Because whether or not the court says it's illegal and they, you know, and comes back and says they can't do it, I don't think they're going to leave.
That's right.
That's the question.
Well, Ice Barbie said that. Like, we're not leaving.
Right.
You know, we're here to liberate you or whatever.
And I mean, that's up to the military, because that means those commanders and those soldiers, they are the ones who have to say this is an illegal action. You don't get to follow illegal commands.
And by the way, to your point, Texas Governor Abbott confirmed Texas National Guard are on standby in areas where mass demonstrations are planned in case they're needed. We will not tolerate the lawlessness we've seen in Los Angeles. I mean, it's for the same reason as here. They're trying to see if they can escalate and provoke, right?
Yeah. And they're just going to use it as a way to control the dissent. They're going to stop people, as they have been. They're trying to stop people, including U.S. senators, from speaking.
And can I just say, the immigrants, including families with small children, have been held in cramped office basements for days without enough food and water after being detained by raids here in L.A. This is what we're protesting. Mm-hmm. One family with three children was kept in a building for 48 hours. The children, the youngest of whom is three, was given one bag of chips, a box of animal crackers, and a mini carton of milk a day. Agents told the family of five they didn't have any water to give them during their first day in detention, gave them one bottle to share on the second day. Family of five. And the fact that...
That's torture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's what that is.
Can I just say that this is done by not just the evilest, but the stupidest human in the world? Did you see? Yeah. Did you see Trump's? He was trying to mock Biden,
mm-hmm.
And he said, I've known this guy for a long time. He was never the sharpest bulb. And
bulb? That's not even the saying. That's
someone tweeted, he wasn't the brightest knife in the drawer either.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Did you see at the Kennedy Center? First of all, he was booed mercilessly, which just cleansed my soul.
Yes.
But he was asked. Let's see. He was asked about which character he identifies with in Les Miserables.
Uh-huh.
And he said, that's a tough one. I'll solve it for you. First of all, you don't even know what the play is about. You're the bad guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. You're Javert.
What's that?
I love the drag queens coming in, too.
Yes,
it was
fun.
The best. Yeah. It was the, to me, I went, that was brilliant. That is a brilliant form of protest and activism.
Yes.
And making sure that everybody understands we exist. And we're not going to go anywhere. You can't put us in the dark.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. By the way, Chris, you said this earlier in the week. The Marines don't want to be here.
No.
National Guard doesn't want to be here. And sure enough, on cue, Frangela, California National Guard troops and Marines deployed to L.A. to help restore whatever have told friends and family members they're deeply unhappy about the assignment, worry that their only meaningful role will be as pawns in a political battle they don't want to join. Three different advocacy organizations representing military families said they had heard from dozens of affected service members who expressed discomfort about being drawn into domestic policing operation outside the normal field of operation. No kidding. No kidding. And there they are with no cots and no food or water themselves, you know?
I couldn't believe. Angela told me that if you can rent a hotel room on your own money, you can go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we deploy troops now. Go find yourself something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. It's seriously.
They're absolutely insane. But then again, I have to look at these commanders and go, you are going to have to not refuse to follow blatantly illegal orders.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say it. I got to go to the airport.
It's going to be uncomfortable.
Please, everybody around the country, please here in L.A., because this is Mama's. Please be, Malcolm Nance said it, turn it into a dance party. Go play in the Navy. Go.
Yeah.
I mean, we're weirdos in L.A. People are wearing weird costumes, dancing. We recommend electric slide.
Fine.
Don't let, you say it every week, Frangela, don't let them take your joy. Joyfully protest, show up, if you can, and just do not give them what they want.
And don't let other people do it. When you see somebody about to jump off, let's get together and police ourselves.
Yeah.
And get them out of the way.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Because they are going to use any pretext.
Yeah. All right. Mommy has to go. Look at all the nice, shiny collars. Ooh, they want
to
talk to you.
I have to stay over here. Because I have to run cameras.
All right. Well, should I answer one before I leave?
Yeah, if you'd like. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Frangela, you got this. You got this. I love you, Frangela. Get it. Final word. Any of the week. All that stuff. I'm on vacation next week. Jody Hamilton. They're holding down the L.A. fort next week. So, and I will see you. We'll see you soon. Mm-hmm. Okay. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Yeah, I'm locking this shizzle down before I go.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you what.
Blammo.
Right? If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's what happens. Criminals forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You don't even know till you get a foreclosure, a collection notice. When's the last time you checked your home title? That if your answer's never and derp like mine was, yeah. Do something about it right now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title. Urgent alerts for any changes. And if fraud happens, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now. Do HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
We have to keep our country gate gripping.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that is credomobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Credomobile.com, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEPH25. Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance. V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're expecting large crowds for the No Kings protest in Madison tomorrow. There are demonstrations planned all over the country by advocacy group 5051, and at last check, there are almost 60 planned in Wisconsin alone. Madison's is expected to be pretty big. Madison police tell us they're expecting a busy day downtown. Police have been meeting daily all week to prepare. The special events team will be patrolling Saturday. They have extra training in crowd control. An MPD spokesperson told me, quote, "We are expecting nothing but peaceful protests," end quote. In Dane County, protests are also planned in Stoughton and McFarland. Meanwhile, a judge has ruled President Donald Trump must give back control of the National Guard to California Governor Gavin Newsom after the president called up the troops in response to protests there, and Wisconsin helped defend California. Attorney General Josh Call joined a group of attorneys general filing briefs pushing back against the military order, calling it not normal. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argued that states need control of their National Guard units so they can perform other vital safety services. And the man who pleaded guilty to the sexual assault of a UW-Madison student, which put fear into the whole campus community, will spend decades behind bars. Brandon Thompson pleaded guilty to the 2023 attack where he sexually assaulted a woman and broke her jaw, causing a brain bleed. Thompson was sentenced yesterday to 30 years in prison. And switching gears, graduations continue today for Madison students. East and La Follette High Schools have their ceremonies later today. Tomorrow, Memorial and West will hold theirs. All four ceremonies today and tomorrow will be held at the Kohl Center. Congrats, class of 2025. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mixed skies today with mild highs making it to the upper 70s. Still got a breezy east wind and, of course, chances of showers and maybe a small storm later this afternoon. Then tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warm temperatures scraping 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Do we get another voice
note there?
Just to
see if it works for us.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. So you can go to the Civic Media app. You know,
just collect them and start using them against me. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurno, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Has sued people into oblivion just to get people off his backs, to bankrupt them. That's how he wins.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't pay people.
Nope.
And he doesn't, he refuses, he doesn't make good on a single thing he says, promises. He will turn around and tell you that these immigrants are hardworking people who deserve to be here. And I'm like, what is happening?
that yesterday, I got skid marks on the brain from that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I seriously had a moment of, am I, what, you can tell me, what's the diagnosis? What stage am I at in this, whatever this is?
Yeah.
Is this the last stage?
I'm telling you.
Like it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
same, same.
Yeah.
And I think, and that is, if we have this kind of whiplash, imagine what the world is feeling.
Sure, absolutely. The world doesn't want to deal with us. You know,
I wouldn't.
Israel attacked Iran last night and didn't consult us at all, as well as they shouldn't. I wouldn't expect them to. They can't rely on us.
It's hilarious and not to me that Trump thinks that he's going to negotiate something. There already was a deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was an Iran nuclear. We had a deal.
Yeah, we had a deal.
And you had to do was just, even if you hadn't known about it, you could have just left it.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
It didn't need watering.
No. Uh-uh. No.
It's fine.
Okay, so this weekend, we got all of the No King's Day celebrations, and Bella is going to one.
I am. I'm going to Echo Park. I originally wasn't going to because, obviously, L.A. is not a hellscape. We are fine. We are doing fine.
Right.
But I wasn't even aware until I checked the website that there were so many around the city. So, I don't know. I think if you're able-bodied, especially in Los Angeles, if you're around my age, if you're white, if you're a transplant, if you moved here, this is the least you could do to show support for the city that you moved to.
Exactly.
You know, like, use your voice, put yourself in the line of fire, like, use your body for good.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Absolutely.
And people should go to stopice.net to get, you can get information on where, they're using it as a way to show you where ICE is performing raids.
Right.
And you can text JOIN to 877-322-2299.
Okay.
That's 877-322-2299. And you can also text the word report to that if you see ICE someplace.
Right, right.
To help people be aware and just to create information flow for us to help people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a phone tree.
Yeah, exactly. It's a phone tree. Exactly. I guess there were ICE people hanging out around Disneyland yesterday.
Yeah, outside of Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
My neighborhood.
ICE people.
Yeah, my neighborhood has a lot of ICE stops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right there at Western, you know?
Yep.
And it's so disgusting because we are now at Show Me Your Papers.
We are.
And snatching people off the streets.
We are. We are. You know, Gavin Newsom was telling us earlier in a soundbite that he met with a 13-year-old boy yesterday who was crying because his parents were taken from him in a raid. And he doesn't have any sisters. He has no other family around him. He was just by himself. And
they don't care.
No, they don't care. That's the future. That's the America that the right wants for us.
And, you know, watching Kristi Noem and watching how they dealt with Senator Padilla, I was like, do you remember a time when if
the defense secretary, if they if she'd come here, she would have met with those people.
Absolutely.
They'd be standing together at that podium.
Absolutely. Frangela, you are amazing. Go to frangela.com, Frangela Duo on all the socials. And, yeah, have a great weekend, everybody. Go on.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the Mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel has begun stationing troops in all combat arenas through the country as its attack on Iran continues. Iran warning of severe punishment for the strikes. ABC military analyst and former State Department employee Steve Gagnard has more on what's happening.
The Israelis have a large air force, very capable air force, but it's a long way. It's almost 1,000 miles from Tel Aviv to where the nuclear sites are. So it's going to take them some time. Lots of different sorties. We know that there are strikes again, 3 or 4 waves today. So let's watch this play out over the next couple of weeks, because to take down the whole nuclear program is going to take a lot of time and a lot of strikes.
And he says all of this was well planned.
It's very interesting to see how they're deliberately, piece by piece, taking down the leadership of the military, going base by base, nuclear facility by nuclear facility. That's why this is going to take a couple of weeks, but it is a very deliberate plan. The Israelis have had decades to prepare for this.
This is ABC News.